everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
It's the big event. Express Ranch is selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 18th, Saturday, August 19th, at the ranch in Yukon. On Friday at 1 p.m., they'll be selling 231 fall calving females. Then Saturday, August 19th, it'll be the traditional big event offering. Over 300 lots will sell. Cows with heifer calves, donor cows, fall calving two-year-olds, fall and spring open heifer calves, and 49 show heifer prospects. For more information, call Express Ranches, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com.
All right, looking at today, sharp triple-digit losses quickly developing throughout live cattle and lean hog futures, which posted losses of above $2 per hundredweight, while traders continued to focus on fundamental market weakness. Continued pressure, though, throughout the end of the session could potentially spark even more liquidation on Friday. Corn prices were lower today in light trade. September corn futures about 2 cents lower. Stock markets were lower in light trade. The Dow Jones is 145 points lower, while the NASDAQ is down 69 points. In live cattle, the combination of strong pressure that developed in cash markets here on Thursday added even more weakness to the complex. This created additional pressure in nearby futures, with trade seen at $1.70 to $2 per hundredweight lower. The inability to draw support back into the market has broken through last week's close of $106.60 in October futures. In feeder cattle, triple-digit losses were seen throughout the complex, with the most aggressive losses once again seen in deferred contract months. August futures held a $1 per hundredweight loss, with the rest of the market flirting with losses near $2 per hundredweight. The aggressive $3 to $4 per hundredweight losses seen on Wednesday have set up an extremely bearish market situation and allowed active liquidation to continue late into the week. Grain futures, meanwhile, were mixed today, finding support from a rebound rally in a soybean market that tried to overcome forecasts that don't show any weather threat to the crop into the end of the month. Corn prices, though, tried to stay above water early today after trading in a range of just a penny and a half overnight. December futures held to an inside day after they plunged to new 11.5-month lows yesterday. Soybeans were higher, though, after they gained a little momentum after Wednesday's bullish reversal higher back into the 4-week channel for November futures. However, those gains came on low volume that was below wheat. And wheat prices were mixed. Minneapolis futures gave back a little of yesterday's rally, while winter wheat contracts tried to hold after falling to new lows on Wednesday.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.